We all know what functions are performed by the kidneys, so let's look now at the three key processes which allow the kidneys to perform these functions. Basically, we have filtration, reabsorption, and secretion. So we looked at the blood supply last term in anatomy, and you know that the blood supplying the kidney goes in the renal artery, and at some point it will enter a little tuft of capillaries called the glomerular capillaries. And this is where the first of our processes, which is filtration, is going to take place. So what happens when you filter substances? It's basically a passive process where substances are moved across the various membranes due to a pressure gradient. So they're going from high pressure to low pressure. The high pressure is caused by the blood pressure, and the surrounding glomerular capsule is a fairly low pressure. So what you'll find is a lot of substances, most substances, are able to be filtered, and this includes things that we would like to keep, such as glucose, amino acids, sodium, water. But substances which should not be able to be filtered are large substances, which would be proteins, and then your red and white blood cells. Once you have formed the filtrate and it has entered the glomerular capsule, then the urine is going to travel through the rest of the nephron, which is basically your proximal convoluted tubule, your loop of Henle, your distal convoluted tubule, and then the collecting duct. By the time urine leaves the collecting duct, it is the end product urine and can be modified no further. So, because we have just filtered many substances which we would like to keep, as the urine trickles through the different parts of the nephron, various processes can occur, one of which is reabsorption. Reabsorption is when you move substances from the urine to the surrounding capillaries. Alternatively, there are occasions when we would like to secrete substances. That means we are going to move them from the surrounding capillaries, from the blood, back into the urine. And this is often happening with things like potassium and hydrogen ions.